This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna Allah la yazlimu mithqala dharrah wa in taku hasanatan yudha'ifha wa yu'ti min ladunhu ajran 'azima.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allahumma allimna ma yinfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilman ya arhamar rahimin. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. My dear, beloved, respected brothers and sisters, today is officially the first episode of Enormous Award, Simple Effort. Subhanallah. My whole purpose of this series is to show the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how merciful He is, how generous He is, how loving He is, how many opportunities He gives us in order to enter Jannah. So the whole series is about simple efforts with a huge reward. Ready? Today's effort is amazing, amazing, and the reward is more amazing. Subhanallah. If I ask you what is your main wish in this dunya, you would say, to go to Jannah and to be saved from the hellfire, right? The Jannah that is designed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Jannah where the mansions are one brick of gold and one brick of silver. The Jannah where you do not have to sleep, you do not need to eat, you do not get tired, subhanallah. The Jannah where you see the prophets and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jannah is where لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا, where you get whatever you desire and more. The Jannah is where we will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make me and you from the people who would see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So today's title is 8 seconds a day will keep the hellfire away. 8 seconds a day will keep the hellfire away, and 8 seconds a day will be your Jannah's gateway. Subhanallah. Listen to this hadith. The hadith is in Nasa'i, in Ibn Majah, and in Tirmidhi, and the hadith is sahih. An Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man sa'al al Jannah 3 times, قالت الجنة اللهم أدخله الجنة ومن استجار من النار 3 times, قالت النار اللهم أجره من النار. الله أكبر. Listen, brothers and sisters. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whomsoever ask Allah for Jannah 3 times, Jannah will say, Ya Allah, admit him to Jannah. And whomsoever ask Allah to be saved from the hellfire 3 times, the hellfire will say, Ya Allah, save him from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. How long does it take? Let's try it. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-jannah. 8 seconds. Allahumma ajirni min al-nar. Allahumma ajirni min al-nar. Allahumma ajirni min al-nar. 8 seconds. Allahu Akbar. When can I say it? Make it one of your morning adhkar. The morning sayings and the evening sayings. Make it part of that. Can I say it in my sujood? Absolutely. Go ahead. Allahu Akbar. Can I say it before I make tasleem? That is the best time. After you finish, إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنِي مِنَ النَّارِ. My brothers and sisters, the Jannah and Jahannam will make dua for you? Yes. Jannah will say, Ya Allah, enter him to Jannah. And Jahannam will say, Ya Allah, save him from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. So my brothers and sisters, I promised you that I'm going to keep these talks very short, 5 minutes or less. So inshallah ta'ala, we could all learn and benefit and teach others. forward these videos so we could all benefit inshallah ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah make us from the people who listen and apply. May Allah make our last words La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها